Hello, everyone. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for taking time out of your hectic schedules. My gosh, I'm just so pleased that you're taking time to listen somewhere here in time and space to bbsradio.com. This is Lynn, Station 1. Today, this is Lynn, Mystic Healer, Spiritual Emergency Training. Yeah, we're in it big time. Spiritual and that relates back to environmental and back and forth, and they're both connected, and there's some really nasty programs out there that are happening. And we're going to be talking again with another computer wizard, that was Andy Miller. He's been doing his computer programs, you guys, since 1973. And so also, too, his mother was helped get legislation for the libraries, the public library systems, how important it is, information. And, right now there's a lot of information that's not getting out on the Main Street media. And we'll be going back and forth on issues. And, there might be a call-in if you want to call in and jump in on any of these or ask a question. You can call 888-627-6008. I put a word out there, I think, last night to Carlton, too. He has some really, he's a natural interviewer. Anyway, thank you so much, everyone, and welcome, Andy. Wait a sec. I was going to do one other thing, get the focus here. This is a little chant song that came to me when I lived on the Indian Reservation in Montana, Salish Kootenai Reservation in Montana. I was in a hogan living on the Grand East Path. Long stories. Thank you, Magic Mary. Shout out there. Blessed, enlightened soul who helped me get there. Anyway, the song is... All right. Love is the answer. It opens the doors. Love is the answer. It heals so much more. Love is the answer. It's what we came here for. Love is the answer. It stops all the wars. All righty. Good. Hello, Andy.
Hi, Lynn.
Trying to put a little love in there. Whoa, where's the love? Self-love first, Jesus. Should we jump into self-love and living, living science programs out there? And why we need to understand why we have to do these evolving consciousness community centers, new job creation.
Well, self-love is important because if you want to, you need to learn to love yourself first before you're good for anybody else.
And how can anyone love themselves if they are taught and trained to hate and to belittle and be racist and kill one another? War.
Well,
I mean, that's simple.
Everyone should, when they begin to feel a feeling towards something, they should stop and assess and analyze why they're feeling that way. Instead of being a dumb reactive animal, we were given a brain. We might as well use it.
Well, and higher power, like AA, that's why. And I could go on and on. We've got so many different programs out there. I'll do a quick little read here for you. Oh, my goodness, about, the Bible, the Holy Spirit realm connected to the star brothers and sisters, where Jesus really came from. And I was Andromeda system, it sounds like, from the planet of Kolo. But anyway, I want to, in reference to that, everyone, real quick, get out there before I forget. Fast. FASTWALKERS. Fast Walkers UFO documentary. Fast Walkers UFO documentary. Extremely important. Oh my goodness. And it's already like 15 years old. Of course, that's sort of like my work and my projects and a lot of the ones here on the planet.
You're bringing it up because of the recent New York Times article in F-18 Navy jet footage of UFOs that came out lately in the new Pentagon program to acknowledge and investigate UFOs. That's why it's coming into the news.
finally. Isn't that interesting how it's been so incredibly suppressed? I mean, really, to keep people in fear. The limited ego mind programming, that's Course in Miracles, Marianne Williamson's work. You can look that up, too, to verify it. We're living in this programming here on planet Earth, or most of us are, in the fear-based, stress-related diseases with poverty. And these programs, these systems that are related to divide, conquer, separate for the benefit of, the plutocracy or, corporatocracy, whatever you want to call it, related to the domination and control of the masses by a few. And it's really time, that we take our country back and we get our USA to be the lead. One of the main leads, to enlighten this entire planet with these enlightenment healing arts and different programs for the green teams, the Green New Deal, and bring in, the new green. We need the Green New Deal, of course, obviously. There's like no duh. But the next one is and get the money out of geoengineering watch, not that program, but to go to geoengineering watch. I love Dane Wigington, what he's doing in his groups. Let's get that out there, please. The chemicals, 165 chemicals that they're using, I think our patents that they have for these chemicals, how dare, when our veterans really know that they are spraying us and what they've done, because they, our veterans promised to take care of our USA, too, to keep us safe. And these air sprays are, you can go online and look at how much money and go to audit the Pentagon. That's, we want to get that information out there. Let's see, and geoengineeringwatch.org so we can stop the geoengineering and get the information, the science, the reports, the actual aerial sprays that are being used that they want to deny, and the aerial sprays and all the chemicals in those sprays that actually have, are backed with biochemical warfare programs and monies. So it's money being used against us again. And that's why we want to audit the Pentagon, people out there. Please go to and call Ted Cruz. He's in on it to help. And the most recent was Senator Wyden and Ted Cruz. They said they have a new bill that will help get audit the Pentagon. And if we, the people, don't understand and get the bankers and get the caring green teams and the caring activists, the spiritual evolutionary and the churches, Christian churches even, and the Jewish and the Muslims and the Baha'is and the Hindus and the Buddhists, the major religions involved, we can do this. We have the internet, cell phones and language apps. We can, shift the consciousness and bring in the green and enlightenment programs. So go online, get call them too, Ted Cruz and the Republican out of Texas, and then Senator Ron Wyden, he's out of Oregon, and get to them because there's supposedly a new bill. We can get that bill passed. So you, what do you think? Isn't that a good idea to get the monies, that are killing us, and destroying us, to get those reallocated? And how would you go about that more, Andy? What would you say
to
do?
Well, also call your senator as well. Have them sign on to that legislation. Well, I know that companies have been forcing change, whether it's a diversity or abortion or whatever. As people, these companies want your business, and they'll do what their customers want. And there's been a lot of signs recently, especially in the banking industry. I saw a commercial on television this morning from Citibank. It starts out with the Malala Fund, helping educate girls in Arabic countries. And only at the end it mentions the Citibank logo. Apparently the CEO of Citibank has decided that wealth inequality is a critical issue, and I think they've figured out it's good business to be appealing to society. If we as a people want change, these businesses will have to come along. They've started to boycott states that pass onerous laws, and that matters when multi-billion dollar companies or sports franchises say, we're not going to spend money in your state. the government sit up and take notice, because that's money coming right out of their campaign coffers. Anyway, I happen to think that the way we relate to others is governed a lot by politics. Why my pet project has been to follow politics lately, and I want to encourage everybody to check out the following websites: www.house.gov, www.senate.gov, and www.whitehouse.gov. Even if you don't agree with who's in office, they give helpful information about the history of the functioning of those institutions, who to call, how to foster change, that kind of thing. And I want to mention two things I heard in the news the last few days that are wonderful. The first one is Michael Bloomberg, the guy who decided not to run for president, centrist, billionaire, New York mayor. He's decided to personally donate $500 million to end coal plants. It's called Beyond Carbon. He's going to, $500 million over the next 3 years, they're going to bypass the federal government because the federal government isn't acting and the president says he loves coal. Their goal is to close all coal-fired power plants by 2030 and replace it with solar, wind, and other renewables. They want to halt the growth of natural gas. They want to use state and local lobbying, and they want to fund state and local candidates who emphasize the climate change, and they want to fund lobbying efforts by environmental groups. This is the biggest philanthropic donation to an environmental change in history. So if that kind of guy is willing to shell out $500 million of his money, there's got to be something to it. I don't want to stand around talking about to what extent is it responsibility of people to have created climate change or not, blah, blah, blah. That's all distracting. The fact is, if you look at the 500 tornadoes in the Midwest in May, the fires out west, the floods along the Mississippi River, there's something happening, and we got to work on it no matter what the past holds. The other thing I want to mention is a new partnership by Global Citizen and Cisco to help end extreme poverty for anybody who doesn't know who the Global Citizen movement is. You've been sleeping under a rock. And Cisco is not a well-known name, but they are actually, put it bluntly, the Internet came about because of the founders of Cisco. They figured out the hardware, and they have a lot of business practices in the computer hardware, stuff backing behind the Internet and security. There's a big, huge company. They're in the Dow top 12, I think. And they've decided it's a good business practice to partner to end extreme poverty. I like when companies, the Chuck Robbins, the CEO, said it's important that companies have a strong social responsibility, and I like that. I've always wanted to work for companies. My first corporate job was working for a company that said we want to solve society's problems as a profitable business venture, and I think that's win-win. So
I want to say that again.
That.
I want to hear that
we
again.
We want to solve society's problems as a profitable profitable business venture. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
How do you equate doing what you just said, okay, with, you know, solving society's problems or as a profitable...
It can range anywhere from companies that recap their own exhaust to be better efficient in their production to there are ways to incorporate now where part of your incorporation document includes specific statements as to your contract to society. There's a whole myriad of ways companies can do that, and they're finding creative ways to do it that increase, not decrease, their profits. After all, their customers are us, and if they make our life better, we're willing to give them our money.
So that's another reason to stop the wars, right? Because actually, all it does is make the warmongers more profitable, and it kills.
Well, in fact,
the people, it kills the customers. If you want to look at it, just
in fact, we would have a lot more wars, except that big tech realizes wars are not profitable. If you have a war, you can't sell the combatants and the victims' cell phones and tablet computers. It's better. They actually have been involved in anti-war in subtle ways. There have been a lot of places where there would be a conflict, and big technology companies step in, almost sometimes opposing big fossil fuels as a counterpoint. And when there are conflicts, the big tech companies, they have their own rescue crews. They're like mini countries, you know. Another thing I'd like to say, I heard in the news last week, it's important, this may not be relevant to anybody, but it's important to me that we have free and fair free speech. Our country was founded on the premise of free speech. I would call the Democrats, if you're one of those, call the DNC and ask them to allow a special debate on the environment, climate change. They have this ridiculous rule that they don't allow unsanctioned independent debates, and that's just nuts. candidates should be allowed to debate anytime, anywhere, whatever they want. If you're a member of the Republican tribe, I'd call them and I'd say, please allow and encourage William Weld to run in the primaries, and also call Larry Hogan and ask him to revise his decision not to run. We need as many voices as possible. I'm so tired. One of the biggest problems in politics is these campaigns perpetuating their own power. And that's not how our country was founded. Our country was founded, in fact, George Washington railed against political parties and corporate interests. So I would urge you, whichever tribe you associate with, be sure to promote free speech within the tribe and allowing extra voices.
Yeah, and the extra
I also came across a bunch of sites about stress due to lack of civility in schools, including a UCLA study, but that's way too much to go into this time. I'll make that another week. And I also came across www.mindful.org, a wonderful site about mindfulness training, but that, again, that's another show, too. So the biggest takeaway is, spiritually speaking, we encourage stopping and looking within to analyze and assess your reactions, because you can't control the outside, but you can control your reactions. And after you've done that, look outside and figure out how are we going to get along with each other. And that basically is, if we have the laws that allow us to cohabit with each other are created by politicians. And I believe if we find a way to put people in power who are more egalitarian, who share our values, who understand the importance of to what extent we are interdependent and individual, focusing on their representation rather than their own power, in the end, a lot of these other issues, the environment, war, will naturally be solved, because our political representatives won't be spending all their time controlling, trying to control their own power and keep their job. They should be worrying about who they're representing. So that's why I'm interested in politics.
Well, politics affect, obviously, all the systems, okay, the legal systems that have been corrupted by Wall Street bankers. No.
And remember,
the different large corporate interests that were under power, manipulation, and control on the planet that, believes in the slavery and greed and greed and lying and, whatever. And
remember,
they've been able
everything that's been corrupted can be uncorrupted. If we
say that again, I love that.
Everything that's been corrupted can be uncorrupted. We have to, as people, we have a responsibility to learn and educate ourselves. Don't be afraid of it. If you're listening to a TV station or a radio station or watching an internet feed, do more than one. Never rely on only one. And if the people you're listening to are belittling others, that's wasting time and diverting you. Change the channel. Look for people who are challenging others, or are welcome challenges by others to them. Look for people who are reporting on issues of importance. Sometimes your favorite information source will be more concerned with the current surf forecast, or trying to get you distracted by who's wearing what dress on the red carpet. Meantime, very important things are happening. Even if you just spend a little bit of time, educate yourself, you'll be amazed what's out there.
Yes. Let's keep going on that one, where not only the uncorrupted, the polluted. We have the pollution, okay? We should have all the militaries, you don't like the word stand down, but they really do need to go green together. I mean, honestly, if they really care, I mean, what are they fighting for if the people in the countries, actually human beings and families in the countries, are being, divided, conquered, separated in terror, and they have no clean air, clean water, food. I mean, aren't they just proliferating the robotic, industrial, and biochemical nuclear warfare programs and transhuman super soldier agenda monies? I mean, why aren't they taking those monies and working together to clean the planet up? I mean, this planet is, it's Mother Earth, all red, yellow, black, and white, We have cell phones, language apps, internet to talk to one another. We have all kind of restorative justice conflict resolution programs. And again, the most important thing, I know it's repetitive, I don't care. Maybe it takes 12 times for people to get this, a new concept. But the truth is, we have all kinds of body, mind, spirit, expo people, millions, actually over billions now worldwide. We have different psychic empowerment. We have different people here. The mindfulness programs are growing. We have, Arthur Findlay, SNU, ACIM. I mean, we have Unity Churches. Like I said, the Living Science Churches, we have the Unitarian Universalists, we have all of Oprah's Super Soul Sundays information, we have Christian Scientists, we have Science of Mind, we have whyislam.org, AGNT, capital AGNT.org. We have mystery schools. They're just awesome. I mean, we have HeyHouseRadio.com, all kinds of healing summits with the last one had 86 different, I don't know how many. Anyway, check them out too, Hay House Radio, Healing Summit, HeyHouseRadio.com, Healing Summits. Edgar Cayce's programs, of course, they've got all kinds of new programs connected there. We have all kinds of building your intuition and, like I said, the mindfulness programs. And we have USDAC.org, United States Department of Arts and Culture.org. Oh, a new one that's really, really beautiful for youth to have. And it's in the mindful, it's coming out from the mindfulness movement, is becauseofyou.org, and the power of our words and the energies. We're all energy. So we have all kinds of critical thinking out there. We have the shift movement.com. We have the Baha'is. We have Noetic Sciences. We have International Cities of Peace. I just want to get through a few of these. You want to connect with Mad in America, Voice of America. Oh, gosh, you want to get to Stanford. They have a Stanford Care. It's a social innovation network, and I really believe that because of their psychic research departments and their Stanford Care social innovation programs, that they can help us with the new legislation, that we open up these body, mind, spirit healing centers, for the answers are within each person. And if anyone's angry, any human being is angry or upset, the answers are inside of them. So we need the legislation to develop these new programs, these enlightenment conscious evolutionary centers in every community, so that we get the new body, mind, spirit healing, enlightenment, ascension programs integrated into every, you know, the mindfulness meditations and what have you. Every need to be self-growth, self-realization, soul therapy, soul parenting programs, and it ties into the psychic, physics, the Nassim Hariam's latest YouTube, Nassim Hariam, one of the top physicists on the planet right now, and his program is, their latest YouTube is the psychics, physics, physics of spirituality, physics of spirituality. Yes, we are multidimensional. There is a light of God that can be invoked. It's in the Bible. Holy breath work. There's allotropic. There's all kinds of, tapping, and there's all kinds of, what's the other one? EFT, and there's a, oh my gosh. In the Bible, there's sections on breath work, the holy breath, right? And then Eckhart Tolle calls it the breath of God. And Andrew Weil, he had out there, and his Arizona State University is a naturopathic physician that brought in naturopathic medicine, which is really important that we're losing. That's part of the new edible landscaping, green civil services we need. Anyway, he had a CD that was called Holy Breath. It was called The Breath. The CD is called The Breath is the Master Key to Self-Healing. So there you go. If we don't have breath, right, if we don't have good clean air, that's why those of you, we've got the Moms for Clean Air, and we really need to get to the weatherization weapon systems of the aerosol nucleated ice, blah, blah, blah. Go to Dane. Dane is, that's his ball game, is to save, to help save the environment is to save our air. And, you know, those money's going in those projects in that direction. We have to, that's where the people come in. They wake up and go, no, we don't want to spend time, money, time, or thoughts. And you move it. That's we have the internet. You move them into new systems that are for the people, by the people, for health and healing of the planet and each other. So we also have lightworker groups. These are the groups that can have access 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day. It's online anyway, but 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where people go and they learn healing touch practitioner programs. Think how different if our children were taught these mindfulness, healing touch practitioner programs, soul therapies, soul activation programs, ascension programs. Who are you? You're a child of Source. You've been cut off from Source. You're part of God. You were made in the image of Source, of God. You have this light, mind, body, soul. You have this eternal, energetic energy, everything's energy, system that you weren't taught. You weren't taught, and your chakras are all messed up, and that it's so important to get clearing and then get direct contact with these eternal energies that are multidimensional with Holy Spirit. You're never alone, that you can call on. You want the Holy Spirit realms because you want the good thoughts, the love, the joy, the excitement. You want to get connected, everyone. Why aren't we connecting people to Source? I can't figure this out. You know, we're connecting all this other garbage or horrible thoughts and division, and you know, that causes more hate and more suicide and then more drug use or guns. I mean, why aren't we doing this? I can't. It's just, I it's like, isn't it time? I mean, aren't we awake enough to get the information out there to bring in? You know, how about humanitiesteam.org? They could help. There's all kinds of wellness groups. And wellness business groups, actually, too, on LinkedIn. I have almost 4,000, and that aren't, you know, that need all to should be connected. Okay, and there's just, let's see, what's the other one? You want to, another group to help all this is madinamerica.org because of the over medication of over medication of the children, you know, starting to tell children they're not good enough and that you have to drug them, you know, at 2 or 3. I mean, what? Because what? Now what? What? Now what? How dare? I mean, how dare that happen? You know, just piling on the drugs. Okay, we're going to jump into vaccinations. All right, vaccinations, everyone. Get the real truth. Go to Vaccines Revealed. Vaccines Revealed. Please go there. It's a documentary and share it. Share this documentary. Wake people up. Vaccines were started. And geoengineeringwatch.org, Dane's got a bunch of information, too, that's quite relevant with specific vaccine developers that are like, I'm sorry. Oops. Well, we lied. And, yeah, we killed more than we actually saved. So, anyway, we really want to get to this Vaccines Revealed documentary, too, and share it. Because we have out there right now, and this is why we need the green civil services in every community for all the different edible landscaping crews with all the edible flowers, all the natural herbs or natural elements for the human that we know are out there, okay? And we want to get them organized so that we have all the natural the berries, the nuts, bees. We need massive beekeepers. They're really important. We don't need more, you know, military bizarre killing equipment, okay? We really need to get these green civil services out there for all the edible landscaping crews with solar greenhouses on every street block or whatever, you know, everywhere, community gardens, and we need to let people know that the vaccinations were started before we had toilets, okay? We didn't have toilet paper, you know, think about it, running water, clean air. We didn't have, What else? Oh, refrigeration. Okay, come on. You know, so everybody was getting sick or, you know, spreading diseases easy because we had no running water, hot water. Oh, we didn't have soap, right? We didn't have soap. Come on. Come on. We have it now. And it's just a big money-making lie. Real vaccinations, you have to realize that you can go online and look up, get this, you can go online now and look up for emotional problem. Answers are within. We have the science to prove that one. Stop the hate. And then you can also go online for bacterial infections, healing, natural healing, everyone. Natural healing for bacterial infections. Natural healing for viral infections. So now what are the vaccinations for? Oh yeah, guess what else we have? Why we need the edible landscaping, green civil services. We have the doctor's book of food remedies. These are from Prevention Magazine. These are very real. One's 750 pages, the other one's 400. There's many, many, many doctors. The other doctor's book is the doctor's book of home remedies, also out of Prevention Magazine. Have you noticed they don't want any of us preventing anything that might take away from killing off our land, sea, water, air? They love war. Isn't that disgusting? You know, the money being proliferated and the videos and the thought forms to hate and war. Okay, we also have natural, I've got to jump back to what we want to manifest, natural healing. And they have all kinds of different programs out there for that are, we didn't have this. We never knew, you know, think about it. We were taught there were all these enemies out there. You know, I mean, like, oh, all these enemies, like, uh-oh, you know, we got to get them right before they get us kind of a thing. That's okay. And so the truth is, you know what? Red, yellow, black, and white, all human beings on the planet, all of us, we have the same emotions, same basic emotions, and same basic needs. How about that? And
I'm glad you brought that up, Lynn, because
okay,
I like
let's finish
the fashion.
Quick. The answers are within, though. The biggest thing of all that we have, including myself, and I have to be called on it, it's fine with me, take a picture and say, you're being a jerk, Lynn. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm being whatever. But still, it's like, hey, don't take things so personally. Let go, work with Source. And your answers are inside of you. They're, we have to wake up and grow up. Go with that one. Okay.
I wanted to say that I fashioned myself as a human emotional environmentalist. What I want to say to people is there's a million flowers on the internet and all the groups, there's tons. We could sit here for weeks reciting groups. My recommendation, since there's no way to know who's telling the truth and what you believe in, is to go online, go to YouTube or your favorite search engine, pick whatever issue you're most concerned about or is relevant to you, type it in. See what links and videos come up. Start reading and watching. You will find, you will know what suits you. You'll know what's the word resonates with you. Just go out there and find. There's so much out there. I'm not going to waste my breath saying 53 million of them because some of them, it's a matter of personal choice. And the other thing I want to say is I'm a different beast. I am spiritual, but I am not particularly fond of most organized religions. So terminologies such as holy, etc., sort of throw me. So I'm going to rephrase things in a different way. You can, by changing the words of God and Holy Spirit realm, you can create a reference to what's inside you, which is essentially the same. So for myself, rather than reaching a source outside of me, I am my own source. So when I hear the words connect to source, what that means to me is find out what's inside you, what makes you tick, and what part of you relates to the other people around you. And when you find that out, you'll get along better with folks. Your life will be less troubled. And I also happen to believe in terms of war and the environment, again, with several, I've got a 10-step plan to make our political representatives people of decency who want to understand the well-being, work for the well-being of us as people, if we have those people in power, things like war, environmental disaster will tend to dissipate. These people will know what we need. They'll know we need environmentally friendly jobs. They'll know what we need. So for my purposes, I'm focusing on getting people in positions of power who share my values, and from them a lot of decisions and legislation will flower. That's just the way I think of it.
Well, I'm finding, though, that so many people that are spiritual don't want to look at a lot of the dark that is out there. They don't want to believe it. They're either in denial or oh, this, you know, it's like...
You heard that thing, denial ain't just a river in Egypt, right?
Exactly. And so we need to get people to understand that maybe it is going to end up being helping Stanford CARE, the social innovation, because they have the remote viewing projects, they have the psychic research development programs and the background. Because, you know, people aren't taught healing touch. You know, they've got this, there's so much perversion in sexuality. It's sad. It's pathetic. And it's really, it's nasty. Some of it's just plain horrible, horrifying. And it causes so much stress. Okay, so let's talk about, again, if people understood who they really are, you know, build that self-esteem that you're talking about, self-efficacy and what have you. We have these healing art, enlightenment, transformation service centers open 24/7 and encourage people to douse their body and get in touch with Source. Not take drugs. Drugs will help sideswipe them. You know, I mean, drugs are great for, you know, if they... or in moderation, but I tell you, so many of them, they are, the sensitivities are numbed down in alcohol. You have to be really careful because they will throw you off sideways and you will become prey. And a lot of people are like, oh, there's no victims. Yes, there are. As long as there's predators, intentional predators that like torture, like war, I mean, like it. There's predators, okay, and they have to go. They have to be shown who they are, and they need to be locked up or else taken off this planet. That we really, I mean, I'm sorry, but we really have to wake people up. And people say, "Oh, it's a choice." No, it's not. You know, mandatory draft with my brothers. It was not a choice, okay? And no. You know, we're saying, oh, but it's their problem. You know, there's no victims. It's all their fault. Hey, come on. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just, that is not, doesn't fly with me.
You know what I find happens to people who spend their time blaming the victim? One day they end up in that situation and they forgot what it was like. It could happen to you.
Yeah. You know, and
there's a famous Twilight Zone movie. I think it's a movie episode, a movie, part of a Twilight Zone movie, where a racist bigot finds himself transported into Nazi Germany as someone who's in one of the camps. And all of a sudden, he gets to see what happens when he's treated like he's treated others. So wow. You're only an inch away from it happening to you, lest you be careful to cast. What's that thing, thou shalt not cast stones? You know,
yeah, those that have no sin cast the first stone. Yeah,
yeah, those that crap comes back around to haunt you, believe me.
Well, that's got to get out there, too. And the other part is, how can, let's jump in on that note with a big issue, too. The other big issue is that's out there is pro-life versus pro-choice. You know,
can
I'm
I answer that one? Most people I know...
Okay,
most people I know are pro-life because they wonder at life, and they're also pro-choice because they also understand the need for personal freedom. Most people I know are both pro-life and pro-choice, and I'm tired of the labels being used to separate and fundraise political campaigns.
Exactly. And the uniqueness of each individual, you know, it's like, how dare, you know, I mean, how dare them not take up then, go after these, the cloning operations? Why haven't they?
It seems like
we're pro-life. We're going to clone. We're going to go. We dig this. What?
It seems like there's a number of topics of which abortion is one, where it seems like the people in power want government to dictate how you're supposed to act in certain ways, but they claim they want government not to intrude in your life in other ways, and the ways depend on who's particularly in power and their desire to control others and raise funds. It doesn't seem to have any ideological, it gives the veneer of ideology, but really it is political power and control.
So
whoever's in power this week gets to talk about what the government can legislate in your life.
Right, okay, and that's why we want to go into the human rights coalition groups and jump in this respect, get some people connected with the Poor People's Campaign, poorpeoplescampaign.org, and that's Reverend Barber's outreach and movement for Moral Mondays, and it's just expanding. There's a huge program next week. Oh, no, wait. 16th to the 18th. Yeah, next week. It will be happening in Washington, D.C. So, you know, and the Sunrise Movement, .org, they're on their tour. They just paired up with Code Pink, which is awesome. But we've got at least we've got the environmental activists getting organized with the peace activists, and now we need to get the human rights activists with spiritual evolution, spiritual evolutionary consciousness.
Because all of these issues are the same issue. They're about entrenched systems of power and control that are designed to keep people from having influence. But we as people have a stronger liquid influence, which we will exert. It's slower. It's sort of a hidden influence, but it's there. All these issues are exactly the same issues. They're all about power and control.
I know. It's just this. One of my friends was at this rally, and there's app.berniesanders.com real quick, an app that you can get, be on that movement with the issues. And then there's, of course, Elizabeth Warren. She's on the move. She's doing some great things. And it's just incredible, really, what we can do. But anyway, I want to jump back to this abortion issue with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We're talking massive United Nations councils on human rights, okay? And this is what the church is. So, and one of my girlfriends at this rally, she's like, hey, that means that once the heart beats there, that they have the right to vote, right? And then she goes, and then she starts laughing, and she says, oh, yeah, the heartbeat. That means every single legislator out there promoting this horrendous legislation that says they're pro-life, then we want them to honor every, since they're paid to be in, to do this, to organize and you know, justify this horrendous situations on women, as if the abortion itself wasn't trauma enough, you know, to jail them and monitor and just be pissy with them. I mean, it's just really disgusting that they need to honor every single human right. The Declaration of Human Rights, there's 30 of them. And if they aren't, and they pledge allegiance to the flag, I mean, what are they pledging? What did they promise to do for the money they're getting? Shouldn't they be going to jail themselves?
What bothers me the most on this and many issues is the abundant hypocrisy, where people in power will lie to you about what they claim to believe when they, in fact, usually don't believe it for their own political purposes. All these issues are rife with hypocrisy. And so they end up using terms like pro-life, pro-choice, or in health, they don't distinguish between health care and health insurance. It's all designed to obfuscate and confuse everybody. So what they'll do is they'll rile up people's opinions on an issue, and they consider that a win because now they've riled people up and polarized them, and they don't really give a crap about the issue itself. They give a crap about riling you up and polarizing you, and that's what it's all about. That's what I want to change.
Absolutely, and that's going to come in too. The changes need to put out there, everyone. They're just getting a bill to. These are federal bills on 13. It's 1384 HB 1384. It's a single payer type of integration of. The National Nurses United.org are backing it, and so are most of the healthoverprofit.org groups. And please get involved with those, too. I just love those groups. They're really beautiful, heart-centered, and very progressive. Oh, yeah, and the progressive, for Christians out there that say they're, you know, pro-life, get with the progressive Rich Procida and his progressive Bible studies for Christians. Oh, and then again on these health, the health and the vaccinations, and with all these other why we need the natural herbs and these natural remedies for the bacterial and viral infections, and to reorientate in clean air, clean water, clean food systems, is the Bible health studies. So the Christians need to step this up. We have over 300,000 churches in the USA. Their properties and their, you know, their power, and getting them united and open more, at least some of them more open 24 hours a day. They should be. Anyway, so this pro-life again, pro-choice. How can they be pro-war, okay, or and not say anything about cloning? I mean, so they're pro-life, so that's why they're pro-cloning, but they're also pro-bombing. They're not saying anything about who Jesus would bomb or who Jesus would, you know, teach to kill. So I just, how can these pro-lifers, you know, allow cloning and the bombing? And the,
Lynn,
and
the, a lot of the problem comes about from the fact that a lot of people have limited information being fed to them, and they haven't taken time to realize on all these issues, everyone is right. In other words, two or three sides of an issue, I can see why they all have a meaningful contribution. And if we were encouraged to get together and discuss what our concerns are, I'm sure we could come up with reasonable and equitable compromises, but we're not. Those fears are being stoked. A lot of people are not being given an opportunity to learn more about their issue. They're just being told you've got to be afraid. So the real answer to whether it's abortion or whatever is we as a people should learn more about each other, because I happen to think that most of us are mostly right about most things if we sat down and spend our time finding solutions that encompassed all of our fears and all of our concerns. We'd be a lot better off than allowing ourselves to be manipulated by power-hungry people.
Well, yeah, and then people would know in community that if we had a new age WPA for these heart and soul-based community services with a good basic guaranteed income with single-payer system, then they can float around. They can, you know, just to do no harm, right? And then they have a new app. It's called Just Serve. It's awesome. We have a new community coalition programming here. We really are evolving, and I was just wondering what you guys think of Singularity University. They're trying to help bring in new think tanks and new interconnected, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you know, all the different.
And I want to interject a word of caution. When you sign up for a group or you download an app or you choose Facebook sites, be careful that you don't end up siloing yourself among people who agree with you or among certain only information sources. Expose yourself to as broad a spectrum as you can. Otherwise, we become part of the problem.
Yeah, we want to get the legislation on the move. So the petitions and the legislations, would that be moveon.org, or would that be Credo Action, do you think? Or, you know, or should we go through, you know, AT&T, U.S. Cellular, you know, and Verizon what you were talking about when we first came on the show. I don't know, but the systems, we have the information, we have the systems, we just have to get the legislation, right, on the move for these major adjustments and changes to unite humanity, you know, interfaith groups and get the new legislation. So would it be Stanford, that Stanford CARE, everyone, Stanford CARE social innovation programming, or would it be the Next System Project? Have you guys looked at the Next System Project out there? .org, the Next System Project .org. It's just phenomenal what they're doing. Or how do we work with the Next System Project .org? Because we need new systems, right? And then how do we work with the Wall Street taxation on the Wall Street banking that they're putting in? Get those bills out there. Get that to happen through the banking systems. So we have, and then we've got the so we've got the banking systems, that Aspire Bank that you talked about. Then we've got the new resource bank that's being developed. Then Ellen Brown's public banking, right, is coming out. So we need the new banking, new taxation systems, and new legislation, right, to do this. Isn't that what we have to do?
I'm focusing on putting people in power who share my values and respect our common good, and I have every faith that once those people are in power, there's a million ways we can come up with the right answers.
Okay. Is there any, we're getting close now, is there any other projects or programs that you can think of? Like I said, to me, if everyone in community has jobs, they have these new heart and soul based jobs, they have a safe place to process, to live, tiny houses or, you know, apartments, and they have this huge network like we do now, have this massive network of just serve jobs, like, you know, hey, you're needed here, you're needed there, you're needed wherever. And the main thing is that people are wanted, they need to feel wanted, they need to feel connected, and they need to feel respected. And know that they have, you know, like HeartMath Institute studies are a place to proliferate those thought forms of how HeartMath helps you resonate with your intuition, helps you open your, you know, and open your chakras, work with the higher realms of light, you know, and then have you be able to have a job with your soul gangs. You know, we came to evolve out of these biological, you know, old paradigm programs, 3D, you know, traumas and dramas, and bring in ascension programs and what have you available. So people are evolving into these higher realms of resonance, heart and soul. So what about soul therapy? And what if everyone knew, you know, you need to be hugged, you need to go get, you know, healing touch practitioner programming. Maybe that's your thing you came to do. You know, maybe you're a natural Jesus laying on of hands healing touch practitioner. You know, and then we have programs for it. I mean, why not? You know, why aren't we teaching and training all these alternatives and have them open sound, music, singing, dance, color therapies? I mean, where? Come on. I mean, those are the things that we really need for people to know who they are and why they're here, where they resonate, and get these new, you know, enlightened and green projects and programs available to everyone to be enabled to be part of, you know, the evolving consciousness of the planet and interstellar, you know, with our advanced brothers and sisters from, well, they call it the Galactic Federation of Enlightenment or Light, where Jesus came from, and the invocation of light of God and the light and the light and the light, you know, energetics. So anyway, any last words there for you, Andy?
Nope.
Do you have any contact that you want to share if people want to, you know, get
if anybody wants to email me or give me good websites that align with what I've been saying, or especially if you don't agree with me, please email me at andy.special@comcast.net. I think 99% of the world we could come to an agreement if we discuss and share.
Yeah, the planet needs more love, light, peace, joy, harmony, and teaching and training for the new cooperative businesses.
As a pragmatic person, I would say it needs love operationalized.
Yep, that's what Marianne Williamson, yeah, her programming is true, you know, really is, and getting people to understand and get connected to what I call source, higher power, their own soul, heart and soul, you know, connections individually and collectively. And the process and programs are out there, so just keep in touch and realize that you can get more information from me, too, at angelencounters.net, angelencounters.net. There's more contact information for me. And KJAJ, shout out, 98.1 FM, all these beautiful new programs, BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. Big, huge shout out to you guys. Much love and many, many thanks. Check them out. bbsradio.com has two stations. It's incredible. The different panels and programs and call-ins and what you can do, you know. So get in touch with and see what resonates, you know. But you have to get heart and center and get a little clear and feel safe so you can let go and start to douse your body, resonate with your own inner guidance system and learn how to connect to source and what does resonate with you in your own energy space locally and clear the negative programmings out, try to get them cleared, you know, put the bubble of light, and then get connected to source. So the more people that let go and work with the higher energetic advanced Holy Spirit realm, or star brothers and sisters they are, and what have you, the sooner we can advance the individual and collective enlightenment and healing of planet Earth. So it's time to go out today. We'll sign out with Patty Becker. We'll go out today with Sarah Adams, Planet of the Light. So much love to everyone. Many, many thanks and blessings. And have a blessed day and weekend. And, yeah, let's focus on solutions and legislative movement so that we can bring in the new systems and have unite our USA and help the USA lead the planet with the Pledge of Allegiance from one nation under God to one world under God, indivisible for freedom and justice for all, and intergalactic travel, too. Thank you. Blessings, everyone. Much love.
Join together, bring this light of